Hello, everybody. My name is Kathleen Ronald, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you for coming to this call today. I am so excited. I feel like a kid at Christmas. I'm telling you, there certainly are no words to describe what a deep honor it is for me to be able to introduce all of you to one of the most incredible earth angels that I know and one of my dearest friends, Miss Trudy Griswold of Angel Speak. And certainly, I've been a raving fan of Trudy and her sister Barbara's Angel Speak ministry for over 15 years now. And if this is your first time hearing about Angel Speak and Trudy's work, welcome. And certainly for those of you, I talked to one gal earlier, Margaret, and she's taken a class many years ago. So if you've taken a teleclass or worked with any one of their three best-selling books or worked with them one-on-one or taken a teleclass, welcome again to this call. You know, certainly I was introduced to their first book by a dear friend of mine, Ron Kardashian. And I tell you what, my life and thousands of my circle have gotten connected to their angels, too, by reading their three bestsellers as well as working with them one-on-one. And I could certainly take the entire hour just telling you what Trudy and their work has done for me in my life, but I know that we want that entire time for Trudy to do her session. And certainly I know if you get hooked on Angel Speak and this work, you will have an opportunity to write many, many books of your own angel stories once you get connected to this blessed, blessed information. So before we get started, I just want to cover a few housekeeping notes and an overview of what you're going to expect in this next hour. So certainly we'll be on the call for an hour, and I want you to be sure to stay until the very end, because Trudy's going to be announcing some amazing specials that she's created especially for this call and only for you today. So I want you to get comfortable, grab a pad of paper and a pen, and settle in for the hour, because you will want to stay very, very focused on this information in this session today, because there's going to be so many miracles that she's going to be sharing with us today with her process. And the workshop today is called The Six Steps to Accessing the Power and Spiritual Presence from Within. Now, in this six-step class, you will learn how to access the power, the wisdom, and spiritual knowledge you brought with you at birth. Everything you will ever need to know is already within you. Your spiritual team is constantly with you, and you will help and will help you with anything in your life that you would like to have, do, or become. We are going to learn how to walk a happier and more successful life path today with Trudy. And let me just give you a brief bio about her beyond what I shared in my opening. But Trudy Griswold is an intuitive life coach, inspiring speaker, and best-selling author of Angel Speak. And as I mentioned earlier, there are three books in the series, Angel Speak, How to Talk with Your Angels, and that is in its 23rd printing. Woohoo! The Angel's Book, Book of Prayer and Healing, and the Angel's Book, Angel Speak Storybook, How Angels Work in People's Lives. And their other amazing book is called Heaven and Beyond. And all of these books and any information, if you want to get signed up with Trudy straight away and get any of her, you know, you get weekly angel messages every Monday, which are fantastic, you'll want to go to www.angelspeak. That's one word, and speak is ended with an E. .com, angelspeak.com, and certainly Trudy's own innate life purpose and her mission and ministry is to continue to support thousands of people around the world to transform their lives, to achieve spiritual success, personal joy, and increasing prosperity. And without further delay, it is my honor, my joy, my privilege to welcome and bring on Miss Trudy Griswold. Welcome, Trudy.
Wow, Kathleen. Thank you. What a wonderful introduction.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. Now, I am hoping that I am technologically savvy tonight and that everybody can hear me. And that I thank you, Kathleen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes. Now, welcome, everyone. What a joy this is. You know, one of my longtime dreams has been to be a part of the Global Teleclass group. And so I spoke with my spiritual support team of angels, and I asked them, would this be a good time to click in with Global Teleclass? And they said, absolutely. So here I am tonight. Thank you for joining me this evening. Now, this is going to be a talk that is totally devoted to you and your spiritual path. Now, what a wonderful thing it is that we are all together here of a like mind. Each one of us has started to move forward on our path, and we're stepping up constantly to the next and the next layer of our learning, our growth, understanding our life purpose and our spirituality. You know, back when, in the middle 80s, I was awakened to, on another level, you know, awakening to your spiritual life is an ongoing process, as we know. You're growing constantly, you're moving forward, and you're moving up. You're connecting with your spiritual team of guides and teachers and loved ones and, of course, your God. There's so many on the other side that are there to walk with you and work with you. This evening, I've decided that I am going to be speaking with you about how to move forward on your spiritual path and moving ever upward and closer to your, you know, life purpose and work. So the name of this class is The Six Steps to Accessing the Spiritual Wisdom from Within, which is such a key part of what I'm going to be talking about this evening. You know, within each one of us, there is a wisdom, there is a spiritual knowledge, there is a power, there's a knowing, all and much more than that. But you brought so much with you when you came from spirit into the body that you are in right now. So at birth, when you were born and your soul joined with your earth body, here you are now, always on track, on your path. It isn't as if one day you're off, one day you're on. You're always on your path. You're always growing forward. So everything you need to know is already within you, which is a wonderful thought. Now, we've heard that said how many times? My goodness. It's kind of a standard phrase in the spiritual world. Oh, don't worry, you'll figure it out. Everything you need to know is already within you. Well, that's true. And many of us have experienced that click of remembering or knowing or connecting. But you're going to learn tonight how to move forward on your path to your true life purpose and your work for the greater good. Now, I have to tell you, this is so much a part of who you are already. It's in your DNA, it's in your cellular structure, it's in your knowing, it's in your soul, and you are not going to goof this up. Yes, one time someone told me that. I thought, oh, good, I don't want to goof up this spiritual walk. This is what I love. This is why I'm here. I know it is. So the good news is you're right where you need to be at the right time. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, I'm just starting out. Is she sure about, you know, saying I'm right where I'm supposed to be? Yes, you are. And no matter if you've been on your path for years and years or you're just beginning, you're perfect for this talk that I'm doing this evening because, you know, we can move forward in leaps and bounds. We can move forward quickly. We can slow down. I must say that when we work in harmony and with God and with our spiritual support team that God assigned to you and to each one of us, you still have your free will. And we can go as quickly or as slowly as we would like to. But I will tell you this. Once you really catch the spiritual bug, there just is kind of no stopping you. It's that inner desire and your heart begins to open differently. You begin to hear things differently and all. The good news is you'll want to go faster and faster as time goes on. Now, I'm hoping that by the end of the program, you will feel that you'll have a greater understanding of all the help that you are receiving, how to tap this group that has been assigned to you. You know, I have several very special gifts, by the way. I hope you'll be able to hang on with me till the end of the evening, till the end of my talk, because I do have some special gifts for each of you that I'll be sharing at the end of my talk and that will help you walk your spiritual path. And so take advantage of some of these specials that are for you and that are going to be really very helpful while you move forward. Now, I want to share with you that, you know, you've got, I keep talking about this spiritual group. First of all, you know, whoever your God is, you're going to hear me talk about this spiritual group through the whole talk. And your God, whoever that may be, we, you know, many of us have different religions, different belief systems, different connections to your God. Well, whatever your belief system is, it's perfect. You don't have to change anything about who you are and what you believe to move forward on your spiritual path. You know, we all have angels. We all have deceased loved ones that are in spirit. We all know about the universal life force. And we know that there is this huge team that gathers around us and comes and goes, by the way. Like your teaching angels are with you tonight. And, you know, certainly we hope that Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, is the angel in charge of communication and helping us with all these computers and telephones and pads and pods and all these things that are out there. Well, Gabriel walks with us during this time also. But whenever you need an angel and whenever you're really aligned with your team, you've got your guardian and your spiritual group that will send in the right group of angels and beings. I call them blanketly angels because they're so full of love and guidance and teaching. So we're well cared for. Now, my work is not about religion, by the way. And as I said a second ago, hang on to your religious belief. It's perfect. But my work, I've discovered over the years, is to help individuals just like you awaken to your spiritual life work, your spiritual development, plus helping you move forward on your spiritual path. And, you know, the good news is that no matter where you are, as I was saying, there'll always be support there. And moving forward, you know, you can pick up information in books and, you know, there are just and lectures and teachers and everything. But we're all here to basically learn how to move on with our life purpose. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? And how can I make a difference in the world? First of all, though, you know, I'd like to tell you about my spiritual unfoldment, my awakening, and share with you how this whole spiritual journey that I've been on has unfolded for me. You know, frankly, you and I are very similar. Now, sometimes people think, oh, yeah, but Trudy, you've written those four books, and you've been around for a while, and you've been doing this for years. I'm just, you know, where I am. Well, I'll tell you something. I am no different than any of you that's on this telephone line. My work began when I was 13 years old. I remember I had to write a book report, and I said to my father, geez, Dad, I need to write a book report, but I don't know of any good books to read, which is funny. Only a 13-year-old would say that. My dad said, hey, I've got a great book for you. So he went off, and he came back in just a couple of minutes, and he handed me a book called The Sleeping Prophet, a book about Edgar Cayce. Now, some of you do know who Edgar Cayce is, but he was a prophet. He was a channel. He was a healer. He was a teacher. He lived in the 1930s. And he would help individuals who were ill or who needed help. And he would go into a spiritual trance. He would locate the body of an individual, no matter where they were in the world, and he would speak the healing that these people, how they could heal. He would speak to an associate who would write down the information. And I have to tell you, I read that book, and I thought, wow, as just a 13-year-old, man, I love this guy. And when the book was done, I got an A-plus on my book report, by the way, because I loved it so much. But I remember saying to my father, gee, Dad, you know, I think Edgar Cayce is so great. And, you know, someday when I grow up, I want to be just like Edgar Cayce. I want to do what he does. And I remember, you know, that was a turning point. It could have been. My father looked at me and he said, gee, honey, that would be such a great thing, wouldn't it? And that was just the validation I needed. And so I went about my life, you know, from 13 up until sometime in the mid-80s. And I remember feeling there was something that was called the harmonic convergence. Now, that harmonic convergence in the mid-80s was the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And my life suddenly picked up, and I discovered that I have so much going on. It was like my intuitive abilities picked up. I had a sense of knowing that I had never realized before. My questioning as to who am I, where am I, where am I going, and everything really began to expand, and there was an urgency that came about. And I realized that I wanted to know more, 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 and that's when I started trying to find some like-minded people, reading every book I could get my hands on, everything from Brian Weiss's book, Many Masters, Many Lives, to reading Louise Hay, that her book, of course, about was Heal Your Life or something. That's not the exact title, but it was around that area. And, you know, I loved those books just as much as I loved Edgar Cayce's book. It was like a fire had been lit within me. And, you know, everybody knows that fire. You have to live it to know it, but it's like you just can't get enough of wanting to learn more, do more, elevate, move forward, get to understanding how you can make a difference. Now, by stroke of luck, which, of course, is a funny way to say it, my big sister named Barbara Mark, Barbara was about 7 years older than I, and Barbara was living in San Diego, and I was living in Connecticut at the time, and Barbara was in the process of awakening her life as well. And Barbara and I used to do these crazy things like we studied handwriting analysis, and we both got certified. So I do that. Then we studied astrology. Gosh, I thought astrology was fascinating. Learned how to read the tarot cards. Just different aspects of greater knowledge around spirituality. And I always had Barbara to call on the phone and say, whoa, you won't believe what I just read. You've got to buy this book. Or I just went to a workshop that I loved. So we had one another. And everyone that's listening to me now, I'm hoping that you have a spiritual buddy in your life that you can share all of your spiritual growth with, because it's the best times that you'll ever have. And to be able to talk things over with someone, that something you've learned or studied, it is so good. Well, Barbara and I, of course, there we were talking every day in total detail about every aspect of our spiritual lives. And let me tell you, our telephone bills were astronomical. This was back in the 80s. It was unbelievable. But it was worth every nickel of that telephone bill. Well, Barbara one morning called me after she used to go to things like a healing stool or things like that. And she called me one morning and she was just so excited. And she said, listen to what I wrote down in the middle of the night last night. And there was a message that was so lovely, so kind, so healing, so beautiful. And so she read it to me, and it said something, it was talking to her about, don't worry, you will find a job. And I remember Barbara was out of work at that point. She was so nervous and so afraid, and she didn't know how she was going to pay her rent. And they were so soothing and healing with her. And after she read me this gorgeous message, she said, am I crazy, or is this possibly from spirit, or, no, wait, I think I just made this up, you know? And I said, Barb, I don't care where it came from. It is so supportive. It is so loving. Just keep writing. So we would say, well, she kept saying, who's it from? Who's it from? And I said, I don't know. It must be from an angel. It is so loving. So from that day on, we kept talking about getting messages from our angels. And I used to call her up and I'd say, Barbara, ask the angels about this or ask them about that, about my personal business. Finally, the angels said, tell your sweet sister Trudy that she too can get written messages from us. You don't have to be the scribe for her. So I said, oh, I don't know, Barb. I don't think I can do this. You're the big sister. It's such a California thing to do. I'm in Connecticut. They don't do this in Connecticut. So we laughed and everything. Well, about a week and a half later, 2 weeks later, I every night would put a pad and paper next to my bed, and about 4 a.m., September 1991, I was awakened by what felt like a whole team of angels. You know, that healing where your heart feels a little fluttery and you feel lighter and everything. I grabbed my paper and pencil, and they dictated a message to me. And it said, dearest child, we love you and we want you to know that it's time for us to start our work together. And that all is well. Don't worry. We will help you, and we love you, your angels. So the next morning, I bounded out of bed, went to the computers, and I, you know, said, who was writing to me last night? Was it angels? Who was it? And then there was this quiet for a second, and then I began typing because I always take my messages on the computer. I started handwriting, but I find the messages come so quickly, I can type faster than I can write. And the angel said to me, "Trudy, child, just remember, a message as important as that came from us, but all messages come also at the guidance and direction of God. We work for God, and so do you." So I flipped, called Barbara up. It's a three-hour time difference. Rattled her out of bed, and she was so excited. So now we're both writing them. And it was like we started asking them everything under the sun. And there was just no end to our questions. Well, the good news is no matter what we asked, they would lovingly and supportingly give us information and knowledge. And Barbara had a group of angels that were working with her called Shining River et al. And they called themselves Shining River because they wanted her to know that they come to her as a twinkling, as a brook, a bubbling brook with sunlight shining on its water. So they referred to themselves as Shining River et al. And then my group that was writing with me referred to themselves as John and Paul. So the group that came together with John Paul was called John Paul and the All. So we were both online with our angels. We were both writing. We were both moving forward. And they would come to us. And they would support us on every level. Well, when the time was right, they did ask us, finally, they said, "Children, it's time for the two of you to begin teaching other people how to get a written message from their angels as well." Well, of course, we nearly fainted and said, you know, we don't know how to teach it. We just know how to do it and everything. And it was at that point they said, "Don't worry. We will help you. Your spiritual support teams that have been assigned to each one of you, and by the way, everybody on this telephone call, you each have a team, a spiritual support team that has been assigned to you at every phase of your life." So here I am tonight at this phase of my life, and, you know, the fact that my talk is called Don't Worry, Everything You'll Ever Need to Know is Already Within You, You Just Have to Access It. Well, I thought, well, who better to tell us, this whole group that's here on the telephone, when they say everything you'll need to know is already within you, I thought, gosh, you know, well, how did all that knowledge get in there, and how am I ever going to access it anyway, you know? It's funny the things that you think about. So I decided to talk with the angels today, and I sat down and wrote to the angels, and I asked them, how can all of us here tonight access the information that is within each one of us? How does that work? How did it get there? So I wrote, "Dearest God and angels," I don't idolize angels, by the way. Our angelic team works for God. They are His messengers. They do what God asks of them. So whenever I write to my, what I refer to as blanketly angels, angels is synonymous for me with loving team, loving group of beings on the other side. But whenever I write to the angels, I always write, "Dearest God and angels, please tell us how we got all this information and how we can access it." And here's what they said. "Dearest children," now this term, child, children, by the way, it's a term of endearment because they love us unconditionally. And so they say, "Dearest children," now this is the angels speaking to us, "when you were in spirit across the veil, and long before you came into your body, you were busily making plans with all of us on this side of life about what life lessons you would learn to elevate your soul closer to God, plus what you would do when your soul and body came to earth. At that time, you knew you would have many lessons to learn, much work to do, and a great deal to accomplish. Also, free will was given to you so you would listen to your inner knowing and make decisions that are best for you. Also within you is your cellular memory that holds important information that will help you while you are accomplishing your goals and intentions on Earth. This knowing within is part of a much larger plan than you could ever comprehend or know. For this larger plan is according to God's plan and the universal life force, which you and all beings on Earth are a part of. You often access this information through what you call prayer, inner knowing, meditation, dreams, intuition, when you're resting, and any number of ways that helps you access us in our loving support to each of you. Yes, we are constantly aligned with you, as near to you as the pores of your skin, and speaking with you, guiding you, and helping you walk forward on your path. To help you access this side of life, and to help you find the happiness and success you pray for, and to tap the information that's already within you, we have given to you the four principles for living a fuller and larger and richer life. We love you and are always with you, your angelic team of angels. Now, so they're telling us that all that information is in there, and when we meditate or pray or sit quietly or rest or whatever it might be, or pick up a paper and pen and start writing them, it's amazing how they come to us, and suddenly that information begins to bubble up within you. You know, that free will. And that we had mentioned earlier that God gave each one of us. Well, the best way to speak with your spiritual team is to say a little prayer and invite them in. And you know why you need to pray? You know why you need to invite them? Because of free will. You see, the angels will never come and jump into the middle of your life and take over your life, of course, unless God tells them to. But just normally, living our lives day to day, we have to give permission to the spiritual support team to be with us. And by saying a prayer or just saying, speaking from your heart, just saying, you know, dearest God and angels, please be with me this evening while I open my heart and my soul to you and your loving goodness, that I may walk forward on my path and that I may continue to learn your will and your way. But by inviting them in, by saying a prayer, by opening your free will, you see, now you can form a partnership like none other. So, in essence, we need to basically open, get online with them, with our spiritual team, and get them connected to us and ask them to help us. Now, you know, that spiritual team, it could be, by the way, deceased loved ones, maybe a grandparent or a mother or a father, a sister, brother, someone you love, or maybe a figure that walked on the earth plane, for example, is on the other side that was a teacher. You know, like maybe if you're a Buddhist, Buddha might come through. And it's just wonderful how when we surrender and ask them and then let go, how their presence will come to us and our spiritual awareness will soar. So these reminders will help you when it comes to how to get them to come and be a part of your life. Now, let's get to the 6 steps to accessing the spiritual wisdom from within. You know, living in this 21st century that we do, it seems as if we are constantly looking outside of ourselves for our answers. You know, we're surrounded by computers, television, iPads, and pods, and radios, and constant flow of information and knowledge. Our culture is driving us forward to seek information at every single level. And frankly, it can be really overwhelming at times, and yet it's wonderful. I mean, just think, you know, of all that's at your fingertips. But we kind of have to make sure that we're in charge of how much we look outside of ourselves and then how much we start looking inside as well. So at this point in my life, you know, I want more answers, not only through the electronic age, but I want to know more things about, you know, my body, which is certainly, you know, healing my body, listening to my body, making sure it's healthy and everything. I want to know more about my mind, which is the knowledge source. And, of course, I want to know lots and lots more about spirit and how I can live, each one of us can live during these times, plugged in, but not necessarily overwhelmed, and keeping a balance. How much is enough? Now, you know, what are some of the guidelines for working on keeping everything online and that is a manageable level for you? Well, I want to share with you the 6 steps that the angels gave to me. Number 1, the first thing they say is, keep it simple, seeker. So write down number 1, KISS, keep it simple, seeker. You know, whenever you find your life experience are getting complicated or difficult, you know how you'll begin on a project and then suddenly you're in over your head and you'll think, this is so far from what I was hoping it would end up. Just remember that that's the signal that you're moving away from the truth of the situation. The angels had said, when you get into these confused, complicated places, the best way to regain your balance is to go back to the beginning and restate your intention. Now, that kind of goes full circle here, because remember I was saying a minute ago, if I want to call the angels in, call upon them, say a prayer. And yet, you know, they're saying, that's great, get started. But then we start imposing our free will, and then things get complicated. Well, just go back to the beginning, restate your intention, and remember, when something is right, when something is the way it is meant to be, or according to a larger plan, it falls together quickly and easily. So that's the reason why the number 1 step in connecting with your spiritual team, staying balanced, working with the guidance that's there for you, is to keep it simple, seeker. Number 2, the angels often say, whenever I get confused or anyone I'm doing a reading with, they say, do the obvious. Just do, what's the obvious thing you would do in this case? when you're trying to make a correct decision in your life, or you're possibly wondering, oh, geez, what do I do next? You know, you always have to ask yourself, what is the most obvious thing to do in this situation? Because the obvious answer will be right in front of you. So number two, do the obvious and stop yourself and say, you know, I've got all these options. I'm getting complicated. What's just the obvious thing I need to be doing here? Okay. Now, number six, to accessing your spiritual wisdom that lies within you, number three is listen to your inner knowing. This is number three now. Listen to your inner knowing. There is a place within you that speaks to you when you need guidance or clarity as you walk your path. The source of energy that you feel may be in your heart or maybe in your stomach or maybe your chest. Somewhere physically in your body, your spiritual team is telling you which direction is right for you. It's kind of like a little alarm, little inner alarm, wherever you find it. It's 99% of the time, it is not in your head. Your brain does not know your purpose, your path, or your mission. Your brain is a problem-solving tool. But what does know is that inner knowing. So trust your inner alarm. Whatever comes to you, for you're being guided and well cared for. Know that you may never fully understand some of the things that happen in life, but you know what? That's okay. You know, we're such a, I wonder why society. Well, we need only surrender and trust in something higher, for we are part and whole of a greater power and presence that is both wise and loving. And that presence, that wisdom, and that loving energy lives within your physical being. And when you start, for example, if I said something, you know, I said my prayer before I came online tonight. I asked God and all of my spiritual support team to be with me that I may speak to you with truth and wisdom and love and healing goodness and all. My inner knowing is in my solar plexus. So if I said something that was incorrect, I would get a little jump in my gut. That would be them saying, whoa, Trudy, you're off track. So I share that with you. You listen to where your inner guidance is, your spiritual team, and they'll tell you if something's right for you or not right. It's the best decision-making tool you'll ever have. Number four, communicate with your spiritual support team each day. Now, maybe you will pray to them every day. And if you choose to do that, I really encourage you to pray to them before you get out of bed, before you put your foot on the floor. Because you know the minute you step foot on the floor, you are off and running. Connect with your spiritual team every day in whatever way works best for you. You can pray, you can speak to them, you can meditate, you can write down thoughts that come to you, you can listen. Some people are clairaudient. You can feel. Some people are clairsentient. Some people are clairvoyant. You know, we all have different gifts spiritually. Whatever you feel from your spiritual team, that they might be sharing with you. Forming a real and lasting partnership with your group of spiritual advisors can be life-changing. So make a plan. Number four is communicate with your spiritual support team each day. It will help you stay on balance and on track. Number five, this is a good one. It's only one word that they want you to remember. And it is patience. That's a good one. Because many of us are just, we want it now, we want it quickly. Well, all of life is unfolding according to a divine time, and not your timing. You know, we hear it a lot, but it really is true. You know, God, he must be so busy with all that's going on our planet. When life or circumstances do not come together according to your planning, just remember you have been heard and you have not been forgotten. You know, some people say to me, Trudy, God isn't listening. No one's listening to me on the other side. They are always listening. But you're the one that's in charge of the direction, how quickly, how slowly. So just know, though, that God is the ultimate balancer and our ultimate leader, guide, and being in our lives. And your higher power is working on the correct divine design, okay? And the number six, and this is the most important of all, the four principles of learning how to align with your spiritual team for anything in your life that you would like to have, do, or become. So number six is the four principles of learning how to align with your spiritual team. Now, this by far is the most important teaching I have ever received in my spiritual life. The four principles are the most important teaching I've ever received in my spiritual life, and I can't wait to share it with you. In essence, we need to get online with our spiritual team and connect with their guidance and their wisdom and help. It's essential to walk your path knowing that you're going in the right direction, that you're not alone, that you are being supported. And here are the four principles, okay? Write down number one. You must learn to ask. Number one is ask. And not just any kind of prayer. Learn to pray through your heart, not through your intellect. Be specific and be bold in your request to your God and the universe. This will open your free will and allow the spiritual team to be with you and help you in every single way imaginable. So pray, be specific. Most people are not specific enough, okay? Like if you are looking for a job, you say, dearest God and angels, please help me find the perfect work for me. I would like it to be in an office that has like-minded, wonderful people to work with, that will be happy, that I am will feel challenged and excited about my daily work, that the income will be what I am asking or better. You see how specific those requests were? We must be very specific with the universe to become more magnetic. Ask, be specific. Number two, believe and trust. Number two, believe and trust that you are worthy of the angels' love and guidance, and that the spiritual teams that have come to be with you and all of us this evening are part of a group that has been assigned to help you and guide you. You are definitely a very important person in the universal plan, and there are no accidents as to who is on this call this evening. You see, it isn't just that we want this to happen for us personally. We're a part of a plan that has been mapped out and laid out by God and the Life Universal team. And so you will know, you will be tapped on the shoulder when the time is right. No matter where you are at this point in your spiritual life and process, you are at the perfect place at this very moment. Please don't look around at where others are on their path. Look within at where you are. It is perfect, and so are you perfect. You are appreciated, and the angelic team that is with you is grateful and gives you thanks. You are truly appreciated for simply just being you. And 3, let go and allow. Number 3, let go. Because we are all working with a divine plan that was decided for each of us long before we came from spirit into our bodies, we must form a true and lasting partnership with our spiritual team. The really good news is none of us must do anything alone while we're here on earth. Living our life purpose and doing our spiritual plan that was agreed upon before you got here, it's the best, and your spiritual team works like crazy to do their job to support you. So just let go and allow. And number 4, final one, give thanks. The love connection with the universe is so profound. Giving thanks helps us become more magnetic in our spiritual lives, because every time you give thanks for something that you would like to have come to you, it's as if it's already on its way. You can learn how to attract to you anything in life you would like to do, have, or become by giving thanks as though your heart's desires are already on their way to you. Your ability to manifest will open for you in ways you never dreamed possible. And so, my friends, my spiritual buddies that are on the phone, this is so great. You know, gosh, there's so much more to tell, so much more to do, but I want you to know that I am thrilled to be able to share with you some of the things this evening that helped me move forward, and I am very, very blessed. Now, all of you need to just keep growing forward. That's your job, no matter what's going on in your life. And I want to share with you something. You know, as a thank you to all of you, you guys are so great. I have some very special gifts that I would like to share with you. Now, first of all, I want you to write this down. If you go to my website, www.angelspeak, and speak has an E on the end of it, .com/global, there will be a link that will open up. And in that link, you will see that I have an Angel Speak book that is free to anyone that would like to download it. And the book is called The Angel Speak Story Book. This is a great book that Barbara and I did together. It's how angels work in people's lives. This book is full of the most inspirational stories of how people started getting connected with their spiritual support team, how their lives changed for the better, how they opened businesses and got jobs and loved ones. And it is the most inspirational book. It is yours free. So you will see it the minute the link opens. When you go to www.angelspeak.com/global, and there might be another /, I'm not sure. So also, there's another thing on there. Every Monday morning, I send out a message from the angels. So every Monday, if you sign up, put in your email address, there will be a Monday morning, a message from the angels that will be in your email. Now, this is so fun and so neat. For example, this Monday morning message was not long ago. It says, the Monday morning message from your angels, everything that happens in your life, good or bad, wasn't done to you, it was done for you. You came to earth to learn, grow in spirit, and elevate your soul closer to God. Blessings, your angels. So that's just an example of a Monday morning message from the angels that would be in your email every Monday morning if you sign up. This is free. Also, if you sign up, you would get a monthly newsletter from me for free. So between the Angel Speak Storybook, the Monday morning messages, and my newsletter, that's all free. Now, one other thing. I'm offering to all of you a 45-minute personal one-on-one angel reading. Now, normally this 45-minute reading is $99. However, just for this global group, I'm offering that reading for 45 minutes for $75 at this really great discount, and I'll tell you why. You know, I gave you a ton of information, and I figure anyone who wants to, you know, have someone to help them walk forward on their path or further, you know, get validation, clarity. Maybe they want to make, maybe you'd like to make plans for the fall, for the second half of 2013, for example. I can answer your questions. I can give you your angel's name. We can talk about your path, your plans. There are many things you can do. So, this is the book. And the reading are only for the people who are on this call this evening. I sure hope you'll take advantage of it. My favorite thing to do is to talk with people, to do readings, and to be with a soul who is moving forward on their path. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with me this evening. This has been fantastic. I love all of you. I enjoyed the opportunity to share with you my spiritual story. And while I'm on my path, because we're never off our path, are we? No matter where we are, we always have the honor and the joy. So God bless you, everyone, and take care, and happy moving forward, and happy path. Lots of love. Good night.